It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Parents and childcare facilities are warning they're on the doorstep of a crisis as special federal assistance ends this weekend.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, experts are warning up to 1 in 3 childcare programs could lose close with funds from the American Rescue Plan expiring on Saturday. The Deseret News reports even before the pandemic, there was already a shortage of more than 3.5 million childcare slots around the country, and the end of this funding could nearly double that. Experts worry that some parents will have to cut hours or even quit their jobs to care for their kids. As it stands today, most families in states are paying nearly 20%, and in some, upwards of 30% of their incomes for childcare. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Jordan school district meeting got heated last night when parents and school administrators discussed the topic of transgender students in bathrooms.
Strong voices were speaking out on both sides of the issue. Utah State Board of Education member Natalie Klein spoke out against letting transgender students use the bathrooms that align with their gender identities.
Forces girls who are not comfortable sharing their bathroom with boys to feel like they are somehow wrong or guilty for feeling this way.
A young transgender girl spoke out saying she had experienced discrimination for using the girls' bathroom.
I just want the space and acceptance to be me.
Her father says his daughter has been dealing with frequent abuse at school.
If she goes into the boys' restroom, she's not accepted there. She goes into the girls' restroom, she's not accepted there. It's so silly.
Title IX prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex or gender in schools. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Homeless young adults joined together to help Salt Lake County get a $2.8 million federal grant, which will be used to help homeless teens. Natalie Clark lived out of her car for a while and tells KSL TV she's glad people are starting to listen to those who need the help.
Young people with lived experience are being given the titles of experts because we are experts of the experience.
The county will now decide the best way to use the grant money.
More babies are hospitalized for RSV than any other cause, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a plan to reduce this. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell. Hugo?
Tim, according to the CDC, the Pfizer vaccine reduces the risk of hospitalization for babies by 57% in the first 6 months after birth. RSV is the leading cause for the hospitalization of infants at the moment. In most cases, only one vaccine is needed each year, but the CDC is urging women to get the jab in the late stages of pregnancy because it is believed that protects both the mother and her child from RSV during the first months of the baby's life. Reporting live, Hugh Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Nearly three quarters of women in Utah's prisons are mothers. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more on what's being done to help those inmates continue to parent even while behind bars.
Women can call or video chat with their kids or have visits with them in person on the weekends.
It's about 11 cents per minute. But some of the moms do spend $100 to $200 a month on phone calls if they're calling home.
Utah's Department of Corrections coordinator, Tricia Reynolds, says there is a common theme, though. Being away from their kids is the hardest part.
One mom described not being with her children feels like her heart is shattered inside of her chest.
Reynolds says many moms are still involved in daily parenting decisions, but some have strained relationships because of why they're incarcerated. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Senate leaders say they've reached a short-term funding agreement to keep the government from shutting down on Sunday. Bessa Pinchotti with the National Military Family Association is hopeful a shutdown can be avoided, saying members of the military shouldn't have to worry about future paychecks.
My message to Congress is get it together. It's not fair what you're doing to military families.
The Senate agreement would fund government agencies through mid-November and provides additional funding for disaster relief and offers new funding for Ukraine. There's no indication the agreement would be able to pass the House, however.
President Biden joined the United Auto Workers picket lines in Michigan yesterday. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran is there with workers' response to the visit.
No president has ever not only walked a picket line, but taken such explicitly open sides with unions. And it was appreciated. It was, we talked to workers at that GM parts distribution facility where the president showed up yesterday. And, you know, you could tell they were touched. They were honored was the word that one of them said.
The UAW expanded their strike against GM and Stellantis last week. The union says it is making progress with its negotiations with Ford, but still no official deal.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. We go back to Andy Farnsworth.
I had a report of a crash on I-15 near the 5300 South on-ramp. I do see a vehicle on the right shoulder about halfway between 53rd and 45th South, but I also see slowdowns coming up from 7200 to 215. The worst delay, though, still leaving Ogden from about 21st Street all the way through the rest of Ogden and down to the I-84 split, where there's a left lane restriction that looks like crews are maybe going to pull off here soon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Weather with Brett Benson. We're looking at an El Nino winter.
But I guess the big takeaway here is while we've seen these things in the past and we've seen big winters, we've seen small winters associated with El Ninos in the past, the big takeaway here is there's no guarantee of either heading into this winter of 2023.
Today will be extra warm with a high of 85.
A number of buses going up and down the canyons this winter is going to be reduced, just like last year. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff explains.
Basically, we're going to be offering the same service we had last year. It's not a reduction from last year. It's the same service we had last year.
Utah Transit Authority spokesperson Carl Arkey says we can blame the problem on staffing shortages. He says they lose about 10 drivers per month to other companies, retirement, and other reasons. So even though they're doing what they can to try and recruit additional drivers, with unemployment as low as it is, they're having trouble keeping up.
But we're looking at every way we can to try to reduce the number of cars that are going up the canyons.
Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Just into the KSL newsroom, the U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July when he was supposed to be on a flight home has been deported from North Korea. And moments ago, he was taken into U.S. custody. Travis King was supposed to be on a flight back to the U.S. to face disciplinary proceedings when he instead crossed into North Korea. We don't have any word yet on his condition.
The special counsel's investigation into President Biden's alleged mishandling of classified documents is still underway. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has exclusive details on what investigators have learned so far.
It's a first glimpse into the sprawling investigation, largely kept under wraps since the appointment of the special counsel way back in January. Sources telling ABC News that for nearly 9 months, FBI agents and federal prosecutors have interviewed scores of former Biden aides, from executive assistants to military aides, to senior advisors, including Blinken, who was Biden's national security advisor during President Obama's first term.
A suspect and a victim are both in the hospital right now after what Salt Lake police say was a fight near a pizza shop overnight on State Street near 350 South. Police say the injuries are non-life threatening, but they haven't yet said what led to the fight.
The mother of a California sheriff's deputy shot and killed in Palmdale earlier this month is speaking out. Kim Klinkenbrumer says that her son, Ryan, was proud to serve his community as a law enforcement officer.
It's all he ever wanted to do was wear that badge with Hunter. He did till the day he died.
The deputy has been engaged to a fiance for just 4 days before he was killed.
Amazon is responding after the FTC filed a lawsuit against the company.
Suit claims Amazon deters rivals and punishes sellers from lowering prices on other sites by making them invisible in search results. Nicholas Parks is the president of snobfoods.com and has been selling on Amazon for 21 years.
We have to more than double our prices in order to compensate for all the fees, in order to break even.
Amazon defending its practices and saying if the FTC gets its way, the result would be fewer products to choose from, higher prices, slower deliveries for consumers, and reduced options for small businesses.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says New Mexico and Nevada are among the states joining the lawsuit. Utah is not.
7:09, time for a look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you again by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center.
And we've got a crash reported northbound 15 in Murray. I see a vehicle on the right shoulder up there, 53rd South. Slowdowns are actually thicker back between 90th and 215 as you head towards Salt Lake City. That's an area you'll have to add a few extra minutes of travel time. Bangor are looking better, at least for now, through Taylorsville and into West Valley. But Mountain View still stacked up. West Valley around 3500 South. And Tooele County slow, Lake Point, SR36 near the Flying J. Heather?
Well, we've got a crash reported on SR193 at 1000 West. That's right on the border of Clearfield and West Point. I am seeing a little bit of delay, both northbound and southbound in that area, so it might take you a little bit of time to get through onto SR193. Once you do, you look pretty good heading east over to I-15. I-15 itself, your big delays remain up in the Ogden area between 20th Street down toward I-84, but the good news is, looks like they've removed all the barrels, all the lanes are now open in that area. Eric?
We're still free of crashes in Utah County. It is getting busier in Provo at the intersection of 300 South and University Avenue, for instance. But everything by and large looks pretty good. I-15 is in good shape northbound from Provo to Lehigh. But we are starting to see it get busy for eastbounders on Mountain View Corridor approaching Redwood Road. And then from on 2100 North approaching 2300 West. Is your car due for some extra love? Burt Brothers is here for your vehicle. Routine maintenance all done by our ASC certified technicians. Burt Brothers Affordable Complete Auto Care done better. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's going to be another beautiful day along the Wasatch Front. High pressure still in control, so we'll keep that sunshine in place. We'll start out in the low 60s at about 7 a.m. We get to the middle part of the day, we're already near 80 with sunshine, and we just hold on to those sunny skies into the afternoon hours, reaching our high right around 4 p.m. in the mid-80s, which is about 10 degrees above average for this time of year for Salt Lake. Low 70s by 7 p.m. and again, clear skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
62 degrees this hour.
We learned earlier this week that the writer's strike had come to an agreement, but it wasn't voted on. But now it is.
Yeah.
The vote is over. It's official now. And we'll learn more details just ahead on KSL.
Investigators in rural north central Louisiana believe they've uncovered a nationwide drug smuggling ring that uses drones for deliveries.
Even in Pollock, Louisiana, population 400, law enforcers never know what the day will bring.
What started as a traffic stop has led to over $1 million worth of drugs that was trying to be smuggled into the federal prison in Grant Parish.
Sheriff Stephen McCain says that along with the drugs, police found two drones and a list of seven federal prisons around the U.S.
They had a very, very specific list of what was supposed to be dropped at each location.
Four suspects have been identified. Two have court appearances today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The fast-rising sport of pickleball is having a few growing pains, including complaints in neighborhoods about that popping noise made when the ball hits the paddle. USA Pickleball is working on a fix, announcing new pickleball products that make less noise. KSL at Night host Leah Murray took on the topic last night, saying pickleball has even reached the halls of Congress.
Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina, says it's kind of hard to treat people in an untoward way if you've been out on a pickleball court with them.
Maybe that's an addition to golf, what they used. Salt Lake City added 18 new pickleball courts over the past 2 years.
Yeah, for those of us that need to or like to go to bed between 7 and 8 o'clock, if the neighbors have lights and you hear this custom poke, 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 it's you can't even count sheep to get away from it. A NASA astronaut, Frank Rubio, finally back on Earth after setting the record for spending the longest U.S. space flight. We just watched this video.
Oh, it was a thrill to see his beaming face.
Can you imagine being outside, breathing actual air,
oh, man,
oxygen for the first time?
And they're carrying him because he can't walk.
Yeah. He landed in Kazakhstan just a few minutes ago along with two Russian cosmonauts. CNN's Kristen Fisher says he had to deal with a violent reentry into Earth's atmosphere.
The previous record holder, Phil, NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei, the previous record holder for this the single duration spaceflight, he said his advice to Rubio before landing was keep your mouth shut on landing so that you don't bite off your tongue.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Rubio will now be returning home to his wife and four children.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report. Wasting away again in margarita. A company is looking to hire an official margarita tester. Online casinos want to hire someone headed to Vegas and have them rate several different drinks according to different criteria. The winner will get a stipend to cover the trip, a $4,000 cash prize.
Yeah.
They're going to pay you to drink margaritas.
And all the margaritas you can stand.
We saw this morning. It's the 25th anniversary of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S.
Oh,
in New York.
Oh, my gosh. How can that be?
The Empire State Building is going to light up the colors of Hogwarts houses at sunset tonight. That's red for Gryffindor, blue for Ravenclaw, green for Slytherin, and yellow for Hufflepuff. Fans can get free copies of the book and bottles of butter beer on the observation deck. Wizard robes are encouraged. For those of us stuck in Utah, you can watch the lights on the Empire State's live cam.
25. I remember reading those books with my daughter, who's now 33, wow. Back when she was little.
Think about all the memories and time spent between parents and kids because of those books. KSL News Time now, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
nearly three quarters of women in Utah's prisons are mothers, and many of them are working to stay in touch with their kids while incarcerated. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayer.
Second, parents and child care facilities are warning they're on the doorstep of a crisis as special federal assistance ends this weekend.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic slow as you go out of Ogden, but at least the lane restrictions that were in Riverdale that caused the backups are gone, so we'll see how long it takes for the rest of it to improve. We've got northbound slowdowns in Midvale, a crash reported on the ramp to I-80 in South Salt Lake, and one on the right shoulder, North 15, between Provo and Orem. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and warm again today, but a small change moving in tonight. I'm Brett Benson.
62 downtown.
With KSL's top national story.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has arrived at federal court in Manhattan, where he and his wife will enter pleas to the corruption charges they're facing. The senator accused of accepting bribes, including gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. ABC's Derek Waller is outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan.
And you may be wondering why this case is being heard here in New York and not in New Jersey. Well, that is because the U.S. attorney in Newark, Philip Selinger, actually had to recuse himself. He is a longtime former fundraiser of the senator and also was personally recommended for the job.
Another New York judge on Tuesday ruled that Donald Trump and his sons vastly inflated the value of various assets, both business and residential. ABC's Aaron Katursky is also at federal court in Lower Manhattan.
The judge's ruling comes with immediate consequences, stripping Trump of his ability to operate, and it could mean he has to give up control, sell some of the properties that he owns here in New York, including buildings with his own name on it. The judge also fined his attorneys $7,500 apiece, ruling that they repeatedly made defense arguments that the judge said were straight out of fantasy world.
Trump says he will appeal. He is skipping the next Republican presidential debate tonight to be held in Simi Valley, California. There's bipartisan agreement in the Senate on a short-term spending plan to avert a possible government shutdown this weekend. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is moving forward with a proposal that includes less for Ukraine. ABC's Rachel Scott says, however, that a handful of far-right Republicans are opposed to any deal, even a short-term one.
Speaker McCarthy trying to put the pressure on President Biden, saying it would be important to have a meeting. But President Biden has made it clear this is the responsibility of Congress, calling on Republicans to do their job.
The North Korean government announcing this morning it's expelling ex-American soldier Travis King, the Army private who ran into the country from the DMZ back in July. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, now we can officially say the Hollywood writer's strike is over after months of negotiations with Hollywood studios.
ABC's Kenya Whitworth breaks down the details.
The Hollywood writer's strike is officially over. The nearly 150-day strike ending 1 minute after midnight, and the union securing some major wins here. Details of this deal have been sparse until now, but here's what we know so far. This three-year deal outlines a 12.5% pay increase, starting with a 5% bump when the contract is ratified. One of the sticking points involved royalties, and the writers secured a 76% increase for their foreign streaming residuals, and they will also receive a viewership-based streaming bonus. And another big win for these members, studios and streamers will have to hire a minimum number of writers on projects. And the final issue, arguably the most important, revolved around artificial intelligence. The two sides established a set of guidelines regarding the use of AI. But you guys, of course, SAG-AFTRA still on strike. But a lot of people hope Hollywood is back up and running in some 6 to 8 weeks.
So does that mean that the talk shows can come back now, or do they have to wait for the SAG-AFTRA?
Actually, I think several of the daytime talk shows said that they're going to be cranking back up here the first few weeks of October. Mm. Late night shows maybe a little bit longer than that, but, you know, longer delay anyway.
Yeah, interesting. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 7:19, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account, Andy.
Amanda, traffic through Salt Lake County running a little bit slow, scattered now from 90 south up to 4500 south. No particular stop and go stretch, but you'll hit the brakes a little bit, slow down under the speed limit, even though you'll keep moving. 201 freeway right now, only minor slowdowns. Magna at 7200 west. Does look pretty slow, though, on Mountain View from 4100 south up to 3500 south. Heather?
Speeds are improving a bit. Southbound I-15 between 21st Street and Riverdale Road. It's now sort of off and on, stop and go, mixed in with some slowing as you make your way into Davis County. Once you are in Davis County, you'll see your typical brake lights around 200 north in Kaysville. After that, you've got good speeds into downtown Salt Lake. No problems this morning trying to get to the airport if you're using Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt. And city streets are starting to get pretty busy, especially around school zones. Eric.
In the north part of Utah County, it's starting to get busy up for Mountain View Corridor drivers heading over towards Redwood Road and then on to 2100 North heading over to the freeway. All that is getting a lot slower. Pioneer Crossing, same kind of thing, but to a lesser extent, at least for the moment. Eastbound traffic approaching Saratoga Road from Saratoga Springs. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, looking good. You deserve an elegant night out on the town. Your couch will be there when you get back. Don't miss grand performances at Utah Opera. Get your tickets at utahopera.org. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
85 and sunny on Wednesday. A weak cool front moves through Wednesday night. 78 for your high on Thursday. Right there in the upper 70s Friday as well, as winds will increase by Friday evening. Windy and then a chance of showers by Saturday night. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Much cooler on Sunday. 68 showers and isolated thunderstorms. Mid-60s isolated storms possible Monday morning. Partly cloudy 65 Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Couple of spots in the 40s this morning. Park City 44, Logan 46. And right now in Salt Lake City with clear skies 62 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bonneville.
Of course, this a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.